I watched him carefully and saw no sign that he was insane, but his words terrified me.
You mean going to law school?
Brian laughed and looked at me with contempt.
Yeah, Howard, I hope this doesn't come as a big shock to you, but I've spent 6 years of schooling with that in mind.
Brian, don't play games with me. Are you trying to tell me you never wanted to do that?
What?
He smiled and looked around the room at invisible persons to share with them his incredulity.
All these years, you thought I did that out of love? You thought I wanted to be a lawyer?
Come on, Howard. Then why wouldn't I have been in a state of ecstasy all the time? Because if there's one thing I've accomplished, it's my progress towards being a lawyer. He laughed, but stopped when he saw my face. He looked sorry for me.
Is that why you're acting like this room is filled with eggshells?
When I frowned from confusion, he laughed again and did a superb mime of a person walking with intense caution.
You think I'm upset that Daddy died? He said after the brief performance.
Incredible. Brian, I don't know much about your relationship with your father.
I hate him, Howard, he interrupted casually.
He sat on the arm of our couch and ran his hands through his hair.
Hated?
He laughed quickly with a look of embarrassment.
Do you know the naivete of the subconscious is astounding? I'm driving in a mad rush down here from Boston, and I get this overwhelming feeling that when I arrive, I'm going to be arrested for murder.
He shook his head at me in wonderment.
Literally, he shouted suddenly. I mean, I somehow imagined that they would discover he had been slowly poisoned. Of course, there was a snag in that. Opportunity, right? But then my hallucination continued with a tacky flourish. My mother had actually done the poisoning and framed me for it.
He stared at the floor for a moment. I nearly turned around to head for the Canadian border, he said quietly, and then laughed uproariously.
Unbelievable! Unbelievable! He said through his amusement.
I was nonplussed, and when Brian noticed my silence, he said,
What's the matter? Did you fart or something?
You're upset, I said, and I think you're doing a terrible thing to yourself.
Did you say all this to your mother?
Brian crossed his legs and made his pose on the armrest an amazingly precarious perching. He took a long look at me, his face smooth and dark from the half-light. His voice was even and calm.
Howard, you think I'm crazy from grief. Of course I didn't say that to my mother. I walked in and said hello to all the relatives with my jaws bravely clenched and a sorrowful lowering of the head. I touched my mother as if she were a fragile vase, and I asked if I could go into my father's study for a while to be alone, emerging with bloodshot eyes and a strained face that told of the tears I had wept. He hadn't altered the solemn tone or the seriousness of his expression during this speech. But he smiled when done, that fast, self-congratulating smile he awarded himself when winning.